This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli officials are concerned about possible ICC arrest warrants as pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian militants going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. That probe is also looking at Israel's construction of settlements in occupied territory the Palestinians want for a future state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Colleges around the U.S. continue to implore student protesters of the war in Gaza to clear out of tent encampments with rising levels of urgency. Police used pepper spray as they made more arrests Monday at the University of Texas. Protesters at Columbia University ignored an ultimatum for students to leave the encampment there or face suspension. A student negotiator, Seda Polat.
This is a smokescreen. Bureaucracy is a prison, and the students refuse to trade in the blood of Palestinians. The university has conducted itself with obstinacy and arrogance, refusing to be flexible on some of our most basic points.
Sound courtesy of WABC TV. Students and others have been sparring over the Israel-Hamas war and its mounting death toll. Many students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel. The United States continues to step up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas officials have been in Egypt to discuss a new proposal. Ahead of a visit to Israel this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept the latest proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on Israel's part. Terms have not been specific, but according to an Egyptian official in Israeli media, Israel has lowered the number of hostages it demands that Hamas free during the initial six-week phase. This is VOA News. During a visit to Kyiv Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that help is on the way to boost Ukraine's war effort against Russia and that allies are working hard to meet Ukraine's urgent needs.
And I have been clear that if allies face a choice between meeting NATO capability targets or supporting Ukraine, they should support Ukraine.
At a news conference alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Stoltenberg said despite Ukraine's losses, it was not too late for the country to win its defensive war against Russia as long as more weapons arrive there fast. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Mexican counterpart Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador spoke Sunday about cooperating on migration policies. Conversation came as Biden continues to consider whether to take executive action that would crack down on the number of migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. Joint statement from the two men says that the call centered on their joint efforts to effectively manage migration and strengthen operational efficiency on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Mexican leader said that the two countries have made progress in controlling unauthorized migration. The number of migrants illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has dropped since December as Mexico stepped up its enforcement efforts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports four law enforcement officers were killed while trying to serve a warrant in the state of North Carolina.
Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, say more than one suspect fired on officers when they tried to serve a warrant at a home. Authorities say several officers were killed in a shootout, and a half dozen other law enforcement officers were injured. A suspect is also dead. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief says the officers were immediately fired on when they approached the home to bring a wanted armed felon into custody. Police shot one suspect in the front yard, but then more shots were fired from inside the house. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Scotland's First Minister, Hamza Yousaf, has resigned. It triggers a leadership contest as the governing Scottish National Party seeks to heal divisions and strengthen its position ahead of UK-wide parliamentary elections expected later in the year. Yousaf's pro-independence party has been weakened by a campaign finance scandal and divisions over transgender rights. He was brought down by his decision to oust the Green Party from his government coalition because of differences over climate change goals. He resigned after being unable to cobble together a majority in Scotland's devolved regional parliament. For VOAnews.com, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.